The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Already people getting in touch about, well, the very next thing we're going to talk about, even in advance of the conversation, and it's wholesale electricity prices. Dara Cassidy is with me, head of communications at bonkers.ie. Dara, before we talk about what's happening with them, just for people at home, and I admit a little bit for myself, can you explain the relationship between wholesale electricity prices and our bills?
Sure, Kieran. So wholesale prices obviously have a big impact on our bills, but it's not the only impact that they have. Our bill is made up of around, you know, if you got a bill for, let's say, 100 euro, an electricity bill for 100 euro, around maybe 40 to 45 euro of that is made up of the cost for generating the electricity from the gas and the wind farms and so on. And that's where the wholesale price has an impact. So obviously, if the wholesale price goes up, that is going to have a big impact on the price we have on our bills. But it's not the only impact, because around maybe 20 to 30% of the price we pay for electricity also goes towards the transport of electricity around the country. So we often think about the cost for generating electricity, but those wires, pylons, substations that transfer electricity around the country cost money to invest in and to update and to maintain. And those costs are actually going up as well. So we have high wholesale prices, and we also have high prices in other areas as well that are putting upward pressure on people's bills.
Okay. So the increase then, say there's a 10% increase then in those wholesale prices, that might only, all else being equal or all else being static, translate to about a €4.50 increase, ultimately maybe in your 100 euro bill down the line at some point. But, you know, lots of other things influence that. But it will have some impact. So in that context, then, explain to us what's happening with wholesale electricity prices.
So wholesale prices are remaining high. I would just quickly say as well that the price we pay for our gas and electricity is more like an average price on wholesale markets over maybe a few months, because energy suppliers buy gas and electricity at different stages throughout the year. So there's often a little bit of a lag effect. But wholesale prices on the electricity market remain very, very high. They went up again last month, according to the CSO. They rose by just under 5% to around 100 euro per megawatt hour. And over the past 6 months, they're trending at around 110 to 120 euro per megawatt hour. Now, your listeners are probably saying, what does that mean? To put things into perspective, before the war in Ukraine broke out, so around maybe 3 or 4 years ago, the average price was around 40 to 50 euro per megawatt hour. So, you don't need to be Carol Vorderman to know that that's a big difference.
Yes.
And that is going to have a big impact on people's prices. And the other thing as well, because I was kind of briefly mentioning about the costs for transporting electricity around the country, there's big upward pressure on those costs as well, because Airgrid and the ESB, which manage the grid, are looking for a lot of money over the next few years, because we need to invest in new infrastructure. We have a rapidly growing population. There's a lot of data centers that are putting pressure on the grid, and even also the wind farms that we're developing. We often hope and expect winds to bring down the price of electricity, but what we need to remember is that when you build a wind farm, maybe in Donegal or Galway, that's one aspect of us. That electricity then needs to be transported to where it needs to go, and often that isn't Galway or Donegal, it might be somewhere else in the country. So, you know, basically a lot of pressure is on bills over the next few months. And even Flowgas actually on Monday is increasing its prices by 7%.
What is it that determines that wholesale price? Somebody here is suggesting if those prices go up again, there'd be protests like with water charges. The convenient thing about water charges is it was easy to know who you were protesting against. If you were minded to protest, it was against the government. I mean, what's forcing up these? It's not the government.
No, it's not. And look, I'd be the first person to say that there's lots of things that you can blame the government for, but the war in Ukraine wasn't one of them. A big impact in Ireland is still just the price of gas. So we use gas to generate around 40 to 50% of our electricity. That's a lot more than most of the European countries. So when the price of gas goes up, not only does it affect people's gas bills, it also affects our electricity bills. And then without getting too complicated, I mean, there's other reasons as well, but demand and supply is an aspect as well. So we talk about demand and in supply when we think of the property sector. But in Ireland, there is a bit of a mismatch between the demand and supply of electricity, and that's pulling upward pressure on prices. And that's partly because of the rapidly growing population, an increase in the number of data centres. That puts pressure on the network. It also means as well that when we're firing up the generators at any given time, we're often having to go to the least efficient generators because there's just so much pressure on the system. Mm. So there's a lot of factors, and it doesn't look as if that's going to change anytime soon, because people might be saying at home, who are listening, like, can we expect prices to go down? I don't think that's going to be the case. And as I said, Flowgas, one of the smaller suppliers, is increasing its electricity prices by 7% from Monday. I'd expect some of the other suppliers to follow suit. And next week here in the CRU, the energy regulator is probably going to increase the so-called grid fees that I was talking about. Again, so these are the fees that suppliers charge or that the Airgrid and ESB networks are allowed to charge for the upkeep of the network. So, on the one hand, we have high wholesale costs, yeah, and then we have also pressure on the grid. So these grid costs are going up as well. So it's kind of like a double whammy.
It is. And I know, on the one hand, again, we don't want to be cheerleading too much for the government here. It makes me a bit nervous, but they're to be commended for acknowledging that they have to invest an awful lot of the billions they've set aside on, improving energy infrastructure in the state. That's a long-term thing, though. That's not a kind of click your fingers and overnight, suddenly we've got massive capacity in the grid. So given kind of continued increase in wholesale prices and given those pressures and increasing population and everything happening in the background, people are going to be looking at whatever about happens month to month, And it's impossible to guess exactly maybe what's going to happen month to month. But the trend is going to be a continued high price for your electricity, isn't it?
I think so, and similar for gas. I almost feel if prices just stay the same for the next few years and inflation kind of ate away at it, that could almost be considered a positive. Because what we're trying to do as well, we're trying to move towards an economy, a world that has been relying on fossil fuels since the mid 1700s, since the Industrial Revolution. And almost in the space of 20 years, we're trying to change that and have an economy and a society that runs on renewable energy. That is not going to be easy, that is not going to be cheap. And a lot of people think, wind is free, solar is free. It's not. I'm always at pains to point that out. There is a cost, and there's a big upfront cost. We might have cheaper prices for electricity in maybe 20 or 30 years, but I don't think we're going to have it anytime soon. Just also quickly, just around though the investment, the government does need to be commended for agreeing to the investment. Some might argue, though, should it all be paid for by the consumer? Should it all be paid for in these grid fees that usually get passed on to consumers? Mm. Should the government just be giving more directly to ESB networks and Airgrid rather than them, demanding money and then recouping a lot of households? So I think that it's maybe just a bit of a balance to be struck there, because our electricity prices are among the highest in all of Europe, not just the EU. Yeah. They have been for years. And now we're kind of being told, well, actually, we're potentially going to have to pay more to invest in the grid over the coming years. So there's just going to come a point, I think, where particularly businesses as well will say, look, this is really just making things uncompetitive for us. So I think the government has a few choices that it needs to make and things it needs to think about. And of course, in the lead up to the budget, there'll be call for energy credits, which we're being told aren't going to be paid. So last year, we got a credit of €250. Mm. We got credits before. So already we're paying more for energy this year than we were last year, unfortunately.
Yeah, as you say, they say they're not going to be paid in the upcoming budget. We shall wait.
We'll see.
Dara, listen, good to talk to you. Enjoy the weekend. Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at bonkers.ie.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.